Now, it's not possible for me here to describe what a fully cruciform social ethic might look like, but I'm just going to point to two important features of such an ethic that may, at first glance, seem to be in some tension, but follow from a proper understanding of a theology of the cross. Since God is known first in suffering and the cross, an ethic of the cross will emphasize God's identification with and concern for those who suffer, for the poor, the sick, and the oppressed. That's a constant theme throughout Scripture, from the foundational story of the Old Testament is God's liberation of a bunch of slaves from the Empire of Egypt, God's concern for the widow and the orphan. In his first sermon in Nazareth, Jesus made it clear that he saw it as his mission to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release.